Submarines Down Under. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. As China builds up its military, President Biden and the prime ministers of the UK and Australia together announced details of a deal to sell nuclear-powered submarines to Australia. It's part of a partnership started 18 months ago known as AUKUS.
Today, we're announcing the steps to carry out our first project under AUKUS, developing Australia's conventionally armed nuclear-powered submarine capacity.
The leaders met in San Diego. The Chinese government condemns the submarine deal. President Biden today travels to Los Angeles for a speech about gun violence. Former President Trump campaigning in Davenport, Iowa, says President Biden has driven Russia right into China's arms.
What they've done to our country in 2 years is unthinkable. It's unthinkable. Standing before you today, I am the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent World War III, because I really believe you're going to have World War III.
He says if he's reelected, the war between Russia and Ukraine would be over within 24 hours if it's not done by then. Former House Democrat Pat Schroeder died 82 years old.
Schroeder had recently suffered a stroke and was hospitalized in Florida. She was a pioneer for women's and family rights in Congress. She represented Colorado's first congressional district from 1973 to 1997 and became the first woman to serve on the House Armed Services Committee. Schroeder is survived by her husband and two children. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
A windy winter storm is moving into the Northeast. Heavy snow is expected in parts of New York State and New England.
I'm up on the hill and it gets pretty windy and they're talking about a lot of snow at the higher elevation, so I'm a little worried about that, but we'll see.
He's in Connecticut. Rain could potentially flood some coastal areas. The National Weather Service says there's a high risk of flooding in northern and central California for more heavy rain there. It'll be more snow in the mountains. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden says former President Jimmy Carter has asked him to deliver the eulogy at his funeral when the time comes. He's been on hospice care at home in Georgia. Defense Department officials are talking about President Biden's $842 billion budget request for the fiscal year 2024. It's the largest defense spending request in U.S. history.
The budget request is a $100 billion increase from just 2 years ago. Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks says it will help maintain specific Pentagon goals.
Our goal is to deter, because competition does not mean conflict. Still, we must have the combat credibility to win if we must fight.
And Hicks admits the Defense Department is hoping the size of the budget affects the thinking of one particular rival, China.
Our greatest measure of success, and the one we use around here most often, is to make sure the PRC leadership wakes up every day, considers the risks of aggression, and concludes, today is not the day.
The budget request now goes to Congress for potential approval. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And now elderly convicted murderers granted a retrial in Japan.
Iwao Hakamada, who's 87 years old, was sentenced to death for murdering his boss, the man's wife, and their two children back in 1966. He's long claimed his confession was false and was beaten out of him. The Tokyo High Court says Hakamada deserves another day in court because investigators could have fabricated key evidence. He's not actually been in prison since 2014 because of how Japan's appeal system works. His 90-year-old sister Hideko, who's devoted her life to clearing her brother's name, says she's so glad the retrial can finally take place. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Nevada legislature is considering restrictions on single-family homes' water use in and around Las Vegas. The agency that manages the Colorado River Supply says the provision would have the highest water users forced to cut back. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.